Romans chapter 2 starts our new unit. Good to see Sister Clayton. Good to have you back in church. So many folk are traveling and are going various places, and we want you to go and please come back. As I've often stated many times, maybe in a sundry of ways, Joe, that if you really want to know what's going on in the world, and if you want to go know what's going on in resurrection, all you have to do is come to Family Church School. So I encourage all of you to keep coming, because you'll be well informed. You'll not be low information Christians, low information voters, low information anything, if you just come to Family Church School. Just keep coming. It'll pay off in the end. Trust me. You really want to know what's going on, because I've never seen lessons that just so much every week. I said, okay, Lord, all right, let's go talk about some other churches. You know, and Lord said, you can't talk about what you don't know. You know this church. This one is for you. And today we're going to talk about God's justice. And as I told you earlier, it's a contrast between human and God's justice. And it's your choice what you want. I've shared with you these last few weeks says that, you know, you're looking for justice and you're looking for the wrong, you're looking at in the wrong places for justice. You're looking for justice in this system. You're looking for justice in this world, and you're not even a citizen. I hear you. I hear Black Lives Matter, Me Too, no justice, no peace. I hear all of that. I'm with. But you're going to the wrong place. And Paul, who loved these Romans over there, often wrote to them and always told them that he was coming. You know, and when he finally came, he came as a prisoner. But he communicated with them, and he done so well. God had gifted this man, this learned man, you know, this spiritual thug, this spiritual miscreant, that he turned from Saul to Paul and now became one of the more prolific writers of his time. This Paul was somebody else. He was somebody. And he understood one thing, the relationship that you must have with God. And he says, my contribution to the justice piece in 2018 is to take you to the second chapter of Romans. He says, if you really want to know what justice is, he says, by comparison, I can let you evaluate objectively what justice is, what it really looks like, and what it's not. He says, but before I take you to chapter 2, I must remind you that I wrote chapter 1. And if those of you who know chapter 1, Paul starts out, I mean, this Roman is put together. I mean, he starts talking about people. First of all, he gives his credentials, and then he goes on to share with you that famous scripture, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation, to the Jew first, but also to the Greek. And everybody was shouting, oh man, preach, Paul. They were shaking their head, yeah, yeah. And then, you know, and then around verse 20, Joe, he throws them a curveball. He says, look here, there ain't no excuse for not knowing what I'm about to tell you. And in other words, for those of you who've been to basic doctrine, you know that this was, Paul reminds them that there's a general revelation. You know, that you don't have to have heard Billy Graham preach the gospel or T.G. Snead teach it on a Sunday morning. All you have to do is be born. And you know, you didn't put the stars in the sky. You didn't put the sun in the sky. You didn't make nobody that looks like you around you. General revelation. Paul, just leave it alone and let's go on to chapter 2. But he has the audacity. Come with me, Terry, Tracy, one of you. He starts telling you why you are where you are. He starts sharing with us the kinds of people that are in the church and thusly in the world. They were there at Rome. They're here at resurrection. Y'all better hear me. Y'all don't hear me. I know you ladies that go to BSF on Thursdays. I know y'all have completed Romans, and I know you facilitated and shared, you know, and I know you thought you got it. But, you know, see, chapter 2, people like to look over it. You know, they don't want to deal with chapter 2 because they don't like to deal with the latter verses of chapter 1. It's the only reason. Oh, y'all don't. I told you in 20, he says you ain't got no excuse. Would you read verse, I'm just going to do a few today because I'm, Steve has got me out of time. Somebody pull up some good ones. 28, right quick. Romans 1, 28. Terry, would you read? Strong voice. Let me hear. Verse 28.
Furthermore, just as they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, so God gave them over to a depraved mind.
The reason you people in Rome and resurrection are where you are is because God has turned you over to your reprobate ways. God's justice is being meted out, it's being measured to you because of you. It takes me back to Luke 6, but I can't stay there where he introduces the law of reciprocity, antimetrophibita. It says, in other words, what you put in is what you get out. God says, I'm tired of fooling with you folk, playing games with me in the church. So I'm turning you over to yourself. Verse 29.
They have become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity.
Please, you have become filled with every kind of wickedness. When God turns you loose, when God takes his hands off of you, anything can happen to you because you will do anything. Y'all still don't believe me. Keep reading, Terry.
They are full of envy.
You're full of envy?
Murder.
Strife.
Deceit.
Greed.
And malice.
Malice. They are gossips,
slanderers,
God haters,
insolent,
arrogant,
boastful.
They invent. You are creative. You are redemptive in your attempts to find evil. Men will find ways to be freaks. Men will find ways to be perverted in every way. They'll do anything. But least I remind you, he's talking to the church at Rome. He's talking to the religious folk. He's talking to the Jew first and the Gentiles at Rome. Did I say Rome? I meant resurrection. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. You'll do anything. Go read one email. Tell me what verse you're at now. Do 30.
They disobey their parents.
Keep.
They have no understanding, no fidelity, no love, no mercy.
When you don't have love, no compassion, no fidelity, you don't care for anybody, therefore you'll do anything to anybody. Your relationships are corrupt. They are ruptured. I shared with you last week. You can't be just hooking up with anybody. You're talking about I want this strong man. And I don't want one that will cry. But if he doesn't cry, he'll make you cry. because he's of the world.
Although they know God's righteousness.
They know God's righteousness. You know how they know God's righteousness? Verse 20. Hello, Carolina. I know you're from Carolina. I can tell by your head. You're from Carolina. We'll talk. He goes, what did you just read? That they do what?
Although they know God's righteousness.
They know God's righteousness. Because verse 20 said, you know you didn't get up and put no sun in no sky this morning. You know you didn't, your alarm clock didn't wake you up. It was nothing but the grace of God. It was the hand of God. It was the Creator doing what the Creator does best. Give life and sustain life. Verse 32, lest I run out of time.
That those who do such things deserve death.
Those that do such things. In other words, if you do what he just read, and see the reason why some of you got uncomfortable as he was reading, is because you don't say, why person need to have me read all of that? You know why? Because if I'd have had him read just maybe 28, you would have, and one line, you would have said, amen. But the longer he went, the tighter it got. Oh, no. Oh, when is he going to come down my road? Oh, please don't let him come down my road. You know, let me hide my head. Oh, I can't hide my head. Diggas ain't looking at me. 32.
They not only continue to do these things, very things, but also approve of those who practice.
You not only do it, then you approve. In other words, you cloak for people who do these things. Are you exhausted? Paul has really kind of told us what it is. Well, finish up 32. You read, wait a minute, did you read 32? Well, somebody for me, Tracy, you read 32. Verse 1 of 2. Since your husband has put all these people's business in the street, somebody in here said, so what? I heard you.
You, therefore, have no excuse. You who pass judgment on someone else, for at whatever point you judge another, you are condemning yourself, because you who pass judgment do the same thing.
Somebody better jump up in here. You up here seeking justice, but you a criminal just like the criminals I just got through talking about. And you know what? You're a bigger criminal. You know why? Because you Jews over there, because he's talking to the Jews, he says, you Jews are a bunch of hypocrites. He says, you on the outside, you look good. He says, but on the inside, you do all kinds of stuff. All that stuff that was delineated in verses 28 through 32, you do. And the reason why you are worse is that the people in chapter 1, they were doing it. And so were you. But you were condemning them for doing it. Oh, y'all don't get me. Church folk, this is what it's all about. You're looking for justice, but you don't give it. And God says, there's a sentence for you. Verse 2 says what now? Let me tell you something. The judgment of God is against truth. The judgment of the world, the human judge, is based on a lie. You know why? He read it to you. He says they have perverted the truth. In other words, God has said one thing, and Jim, they say something else. And they want you to believe, they want to make you believe that what they say is more important, is truer than what God. They say the Bible is fake facts. the word is clear. The word says, here's what it says. He said, there is a way that seemeth right. But in the end, it's what? Death and destruction. It seems right. It sounds intellectual. It sounds real deep. But let me tell you something. If it contradicts the word of God, it is in fact a lie, and it will send you into depravity. That's why people can say anything. But have you ever seen such hot-headed people in all your life? Fighting on the interstate. A woman runs down a man and tries to kick him because she thinks he cut her off. Well, he didn't cut her off with his car, but he sure cut her off with his fist. He clocked her. People will do anything because, you know what? They have no compass. They have no moral compass. Because the word is out the door, and it's whatever Facebook, Twitter, Twitter, Platter, Clatter says that matters. That's how you're trying to get justice. You think that you can tweet your way into justice. You think you can tweet your way into righteousness. You think you can post your way into in a good relationship with God. But God says he's turned that stuff over to you. And you see how well you are doing. You're not doing very well. And he says, be sure that the judgment that you reserve for other folks, God's going to judge you according to the truth. Verse 3, and what? Do you think that God is going to let you by because you judge somebody else? Let me tell you one thing. I like it. And see, because in the church, you know, we live in this environment, Sister Edwards, where everybody seems holy. They got holy hands. You know, they lift up holy hands and they just write. Oh, and you know what? He ain't all of that out there. And then when they get through running people down in the street, they start running down each other. That's why they can go and tell Pastor Brown about what you're doing, but won't say nothing about what they're doing. Like he can do something about it. You're telling the wrong person. You're looking for justice in the wrong place. But yeah, under this crooked system, you can go tell him something. Pastor Brown will say, you know what? Sneed, I don't believe it, but hey, Sneed, did you do such and such thing? And you know what happened? I'll be just like Jesus in the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, verse, I think it's 7. Like a sheep led before his slaughter is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. I won't say not one word. He ain't fit to judge me. How you don't judge me when you're doing the same thing? Oh, y'all missed that. Boy, I didn't give him a word. I told you words are tricky. Words are like people. Yeah, they're known by the company that they keep. See, the word used that same thing there in the Greek. The word is auta. And you know what it means? It doesn't mean exact. It means similar. So you shacking, and I'm smoking up all the smoke. You're running around running your mouth, and I'm drinking all the skull. But I'm judging you. Because you're seeing worse than mine. Paul here says you're a hypocrite. And do you think you're going to escape God's judgment because you're doing the same thing? God would not be just. Men will be just. Oh, yeah. You know why? Because they're telling you, folk, don't let them do it. Don't let them do it. Here's what they're telling you. I didn't do it. But if I did it, it ain't illegal. And they think you're dumb enough to fall for that. You know what? They act like folk ain't never done nothing. Let me tell you one thing. The only way a con can con a con is a con is having a bad day. So it is in the church. Y'all think y'all think that deacon, all he been a deacon all his life. Hey, Terry, they been a deacon all their life. They ain't never done nothing wrong. You know, Fred Smith, William Smith, T.G. Sneed, Robert Newsom, we ain't never done nothing but be deacons. We holy, you know, we sprinkle on. Let me tell you one thing. You can talk that stuff if you want to. Hey, you think you safe in the church. Paul is telling you, you ain't safe in no church. I mean, there's people, there's some brothers in this church that make a jackrabbit eat hot pepper and like it, you know. Y'all just don't know. Y'all don't know. It's a shame. Because God is telling us, you will be judged. Don't think you're going to get away with it. Verse 4 says what? Or? It's a tough verse, especially in the King James. But he says, do you despise the blessings of God? Do you think God is a chump? Hey, that's many folks, we think that. We think that because we come here, God is going to turn flips because you teach a Sunday school class. Because you usher. Because you serve on the deacon board. Because you preach in the pulpit. And you judging all the folk doing all kinds of things. In other words, you are despising the blessings that God is good. And it says it doesn't change the character of God. It just reflects badly on you. Because you are ungrateful. I told y'all I was from the theme of last week. Anybody that can go out and keep doing this kind of stuff? And what they think is that because God is permitting it to happen, and he is permitted, because God is omnipotent. God can speak and men fall dead. God can speak and lightning comes running at 186,000 miles per second. It's been done. God can do anything to anybody, anywhere. And so you're going to play games with God? You're going to slap his hand? It's like a mama handing you a dollar bill, go this, go get you some candy, and you slap the hand back. The goodness of God won't lead you to repentance. When God's been too good to you not to repent, for you to go on being a hellion that you are, God has been too good. He's been too good to all of us. And let me tell you, you know he doesn't like sin. It ain't for you to get on no guilt trip and tell me, I can't do no better. Now. It's for you to recognize that God is pure and he's holy. And he judges everything by his pure and holiness. I'll come back to that. Verse 5. Impenitent. I'm telling you, folks, let me tell you one thing. Y'all, somebody don't want to repent. Because that's all that means. That means non-repentant. In other words, you don't want to repent. You good with what you're doing. You got this thing. You're going on doing exactly what you want to do. You got the right position in church. You got the right seat in church. You're doing the right ministry in church. You know what? You know, got four girlfriends on the side. Six wives. I'm going to just go on and do my thing. Because God is good. So let's, now that you know what that is. He says, what now? Because of what? Thy hardness and impenitent heart treasures up thy what? Everybody in here ought to get chills when they read that. So let me make it a little clearer for you. Because you are stubborn, you are storing up God's wrath against you. Some of y'all still didn't get it. But my partner there from North Carolina, he can appreciate this. I had a grandmama that would look at you and say, boy, dusk is coming. When that was said, here's what it meant. It meant you've been a fool. You've been acting the fool all day long. While the time was bright, while there was plenty of light, you were just a fool. But as soon as dusk comes, all that foolishness that you have stored up during the day, I'm going to beat it out of you. That's what that verse means. For you good, smooth church folk, keep on doing what you're doing. Ignoring God. Think God is a chump. Think God has just said, oh, I'm so sorry. Let me tell you, your mama might cry over you, but God ain't going to waste one tear over you. He's going to judge you in that day. God's doing all his crying for you right now. God did his crying out there on Calvary in the 17th chapter of John when Jesus cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Father, just return me to the glory that I had before the foundation of the world. Lord, get me out of this mess. Ain't gonna be no more crying. Just judgment. And the more stubborn we are for it, the more we store it up. It's just like Millie Jackson's song, gotta put something down on it. Y'all putting something down on your butt whooping. Oh, can I be clear here? Let's just put something down on it. Oh, today. Oh, you know what? Think I'll do a little sneaking today. Put something down on it. Oh, think I'll tell a lie today. Put something down on it. All you're doing is just storing it up. Read verse 6. Now, you remember how y'all used to get together on the deacon board and the usher ministry, and y'all talk about all them people, what they were doing, how bad they were, and all of that, and God's going to get them, and God, you know, and yeah, you know, we make some mistakes, and God's going to deal with us too. See, the issue, when we talk to them about them, it was talking about, yeah, he don't get every one of them. He know their name, their address. But when the inference about they is that, oh, now corporately, we'll be looking together, you know, and, you know, and, you know, since Sneed got so much holiness, it'll cancel out all of Joe Harris and Ford and all that. So, you know, the deacon boy won't get fucked. But verse 6 says, that's a lie out of the pit of hell. Verse 6 says, everybody. That means that God's judgment is personal. In other words, when you put something down on it, you ain't putting it down for the general resurrection account. You're putting it down for the Terry and Tracy account. Paul says, you guys sitting over there playing church, I want to get over there so bad to see you. But meanwhile, I want to use my gift and my anointing just to tell you what you need to be told. So that if I never get there, you would have been told. That you need to turn around. You need to repent. That you've been looking for man's justice. You've been sitting over here judging other folk. And citizens of heaven don't do that because they understand there's only one person in charge, God. Come with me to verse 7. You'll see something. But those who are willing to be patient, see, because that's what it is. Life is fast. You know, hey, man, you don't want to miss out on nothing. You want to be like everybody else. The world's having a good time. Let's have a good time, too. Oh, security, help me forward, go get them. That's what they say, Sister Stalin. I'm being like the world. The world have a good time, we can't have a good time. Why can't we do the same thing the world do, but we'll talk about them, but we'll say we so holy. He said, but for those who are faithful to the truth, those who are willing to stay in the word, Sister Thompson, those who are willing to try and do right, those who are willing to say, Lord, I messed up, I blew it. Please forgive me. But see, when you got folk now who says, I'm wrong, no. You're wrong. I'm right. And ain't nothing you can do about it. Because I don't care what the Bible says. They become their own little gods. Y'all stay with me, I'll show it to you in a minute. Because verse 8 is sure enough coming up. It's coming up on me fast, Harry. Verse 8. Eternal glory to those who are willing to obey. Be a woman of God. Try to do the best. Know that when you're wrong, admit when you're wrong, confess when you're wrong, ask for forgiveness when you're wrong. Be a man of God. Stand up. This is eternal life. But for those who are stubborn, but there's another problem here, because Paul snuck another word in on us that we just kind of glanced over. See, he says, for those who are contentious. And we normally think of people who are contentious, of people who are always stirring up trouble and da-da-da, doing this. That is a product of who and what they really are. That word contentious there means self-seekers. See, the reason why people act the way they do and can judge other folk, they sold on themselves. When you can talk to somebody and you talk more about yourself, now you're supposed to be counseling them. Security. But he says, those folk, they are self-seeking. See, because that's what sin is. It's all about me. You take the eye out of sin and you don't have sin. Self-seekers. Self-seekers will always be judgmental. Self-seekers will never be wrong. They will always blame somebody else. It will always be a witch hunt. It will always be, you did this, and I didn't do this, and I didn't. Tell you a story. It's a funny one. I don't know if y'all remember Meathead that used to play on All in the Family. That's where he got his fame. But actually, Rob Reiner was a writer on the Smothers Brothers show for years. Him and Steve Martin. They were the young writers. They went on to have all this success. And they said early in their career, you know, after they kind of got a name for themselves, you know, they were invited to a heavyweight fight in which our current president was there. And so he came over, he asked to be introduced to him when he found out who they were and all that. And Rob Reiner says he never spent such a boring night in all his life as was that night. He says, because you had Billy Joel, had about four others, big time, big names. They were all there in that little group. And DT came and said, who he was, he never acknowledged them. He never asked them about what they did or were doing. It was all about him. contentious, self-seeker. But you know what? God gave you what you asked for. God turned you over to your own desires. Because the very people who were looking for this nationalistic, I'm being done wrong thing, were the same people that you and I went to Vietnam with, served on the same field with, shed our blood, gave our duty to country, loved our country, came back. And because we were given the opportunity to get promoted in the system now, because the system had neglected you, those very same folks says, I'm being mistreated. And God says, I have always provided for you and you. What's your complaint? I ain't getting no justice. Look to the contentious one and we'll get justice. But what you got is just us. Because there will be no justice in this system. God has clearly shown us in this lesson here today that there's a man's way of justice and there's God's way of justice. And he says those who obey God will not incur his wrath. And those that do disobey, they're going to incur wrath and wrath and evermore. But those that obey him will have eternal life. Glory, honor, peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. People that aren't judgmental. Folks, stop backbiting and contending. What you got is yours. Ain't that, you know, I'm happy for you. Ain't none of us gonna get out of here alive. Don't be worried about it. Go on, move on with life. Live and let live. Don't be judgmental. Try to be the best person you can be. Because you can't be nobody else, and nobody else can be you. I'm the best me there can be. Tribulation and anguish upon every soul man that does evil to the Jew first, but also to the Greek. But glory and honor, peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first. That God's system just seems right. Because to me, you should not expect something from a system that you don't put nothing into. My one and only political statement. Bless you. That's all right. They normally holler when I'm at this point. Because I'm about to tell you about what you need to do. You need to, right here, you need to be diligent about who you promote and demote. You need to see them as God sees them. And stop being a one-issue person. People take one issue and they run with it. But that doesn't, God is complete. God is whole. Ain't nothing fragmented about God. And his word is a word of integrity. That means it's whole. He will judge everything by his word. And we need to judge everyone by his word, including yourself. Bottom line, you up here judging folk and you doing the same thing. You don't judge DT? What about you? You self-centered? You contentious? Can nobody get along with you in church? Because you don't think about nobody but you. And I know, I'm going to tell you a perfect example. Phyllis, you know I'm right. Call security, please. In church, Harry,
Been in church, right? Show you how self-centered folk are. They don't care how cold I get. They hot. They don't care how cold. I'm cold. I'm freezing. Ice tags hanging off me. You know? Don't care.
But I said not a word. I just sit there. Y'all don't like that illustration, do you? Joe, help me out, man.
But the issue is, I don't go and talk to nobody about what somebody doing something wrong. You know why? Because my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches. He's given me a plethora of sports coats now to wear. Just wear a sports coat. You cold? Hey, wear a sports coat. Let everybody else just be fanning and all that. And I'm sitting there thinking, praise the Lord. Ooh, feels good up in here. Not judging anybody. Because you know what? I want honor. I want God to honor me, glorify me. For there is no respect of person with God. In every courtroom in America, there's a symbol that sits prominently in the courtroom somewhere. Can anybody tell me what that symbol is? What is it? Is it scales, just scales? Is that it? Joe says it's Justicia, Lady Justice. And in there, she has a scale, a blindfold, and what else? A sword. A sword. The law. Equality. And it's blind. We go to those courtrooms, Trellis, and we expect, because Lady Justice is wearing a blindfold, that we will receive equality and justice when it comes to the law. That's man's court. In God's court, there is no blindfold. Because God knows one thing. I got to see you to judge you. I don't know what, they don't know what your needs are. They don't know you like I know you. Because they don't see you. They don't see you. A very good friend of another race told me that, you know, you guys get too hung up about, you know, who's looking at you and talking about you. I said, people don't even see you. Told me that. Don't even see you. And so with that, they can say, we don't see socioeconomic, we don't see color, we don't see religion, we don't see that. I'm saying take off the blindfold so you can see. But they are incapable. But God is already looking. He sits high and he looks low. He knows everything you've done. He knows everything you've thought. When you come before him, you better ask for his system. When you going up there, talking about, I'm going to go up there and tell that judge a piece of my mind, the Lord. Nah, you better go tell the Lord. Lord, what's your strategy for me? See, because Jim, you know what? For some of them, you went there. I mean, some of the guys that are in prison right now ain't did no more than you did. But you know what? See, when they went to the Lord, the Lord told them, it's prison ministry for you. I got to put Jim over in Garden Ridge. Let him sit on the council. It is fair, because he's no respecter of person. He treats us all the same way. That's by his word. See, you think you're better than me because you don't do some of the things that I do. You do that, Dickens Need. Oh, what a shame. I pray for you.
tell you what, give you a piece of advice. Pray for me, just don't judge me. Because there's a greater condemnation in judging me than you praying for me. See, you got to talk to somebody who can do something about me. You're condemning me, don't do nothing. I'm looking over the crowd. There might be two guys may be able to handle me in here, but there ain't a whole bunch of y'all. You ain't do nothing with me. God says, don't go to human justice. Come to my justice. Judge everybody by my standard. See, you think, remember I said, Terry thinks he's better than me because he doesn't do some of the things that he does. The issue is he's using the wrong yardstick. The standard is God's word. And because you don't do some of the things the same way that somebody does, you know, you sneak around in your car and he picks her up in his Lexus and takes her to the hotel, it's still the same. It's the same. It's the same sin. One's no better than the other. And because, my last point, I'll let you go. Martha Stewart. Anybody know Martha Stewart? 2004, Martha Stewart went to prison. Does anybody know what Martha Stewart went to prison for? Lying to the FBI, which started because she took an insider trader tip and passed it on and sold stock and made money, Jan. Poor Martha. And I say poor Martha because do you realize in the year that Martha Stewart went to prison, March 2004, Martha Stewart went to prison for a crime that some men and women dressed in suits in a city called Washington, D.C., and a legislator and legislators called congressmen, women, and senators. Do you realize that in 2011, up until 2011, it was not illegal for them to take non-public information, talk amongst it, make trades, and make money? And you talking about fair? You think you're going to get something fair out of these people? It wasn't until after Martha Stewart went to prison that they raised this, and then they were shamed into passing legislation that says this is no longer legal. Just 7 years ago. That's why all of them come there broke and leave rich. Because they're tied into a corrupt system. But God's system said, look here, talk among yourselves all you want, because I'm the great provider. Because can't nothing happen without me anyway. If you just lean not to your own understanding, if you don't judge people based on your own standard, I'll meet your every need. I'll make a way out of no way. You won't have to spend a day in jail, but you can spend an eternal life with me forevermore. What system of justice do you want? Man's justice or God's justice? See you guys next week.